Do. We're going live. It says going live. We're live. It is 5:58 a.m. in the morning on a Friday. You think I'd be sleeping in on a Friday, though. I'm up. Hey, and guess what? It's Fortune Cookie Friday here on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. And I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And I hope you're doing well today. And here we talk about Scrum in a practical and tactical way. And Agile, too. A lot of Agile thought process. So you can get product to your customer. And work in a lean way that you don't work 60, 80 hours a week. And so you get out and have some fun. So I had a couple things on the list that I wrote on the title for this show. I talked about priority. Which show number are we on, anyhow? I think we're getting way up there. We're at 360. Oh, boy, 5 days and it'll be a whole year. Priority, fun, and cookies are the topics of today. Hey, hi, good morning. Rita, hope you're doing well. So priorities. And this is where we talk about applying Agile to everything you do and to Scrum. And things in life. If you don't set priorities on what you're doing, and we talk about backlog management, product owners, Scrum Masters working with people, I would say managers in general, life in general, you're not going to get what you want. So yesterday, I felt bad. I was, I went out and had some fun with the kids. We left early, went to a safari park. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. That'd be part of the fun. But beforehand, the night before, while I was up late working on stuff and doing something for my boss wanted something the next day. So I go, okay, go do it. And the night before last, the system stopped working around 9 o'clock. I was like, oh, that's weird. Okay, I'll finish it in the morning. Finish what I want to do in the morning. I set them what I had. And then I went to the safari park because I'm like, there's not much more I can do. I'll give them a chance to look at it, give me some feedback. Told me back by noon. Come back by noon, got nothing back from, right? So I'm like, okay, well, maybe you're busy. You were really hot to get something done the next day. So throughout the day, because I want to make sure, I send little ticklers to them, like little emails. If you have any questions, let me know. How'd the meeting go? Do you need anything for a meeting? Throughout the entire day, got nothing. Calls me at 6 p.m. that night. I'm like, so, okay. So, not only you had to get it done, you were going to meet with them, and you had to have something there, and had to be in place, blah, 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 by 4 o'clock. Doesn't call me back until 6. Then we meet. He wants to make some changes, and wants to meet with his boss in the morning around 9 a.m. I'm like, okay, fine. Well, you know what I found out? The system, I don't know what they're doing, a backup, whatever, goes down around 9 o'clock every night. I was so pissed. I'm like, clearly, what he wanted wasn't his priority, right? It may sound like his priority, but I would coach him back. I'm going to coach him back and say, look, man, I kind of hinted at it. This is, you can't have meetings at 6 o'clock at night and want something the next day because it's not a priority, right? If you don't get back to people and give them feedback in those feedback loops, if that's something you really want to have done and you really want to do and you work together to produce a product, then you have to make it a priority. It has to be a priority to get done. And that's the beauty of Scrum. It takes this giant backlog of stuff and reduces it to a small priority of work to be done in a small time box. Without that, you never get anything done. It never gets there. It never gets to where you want to be. Other things get in the way. Other things block it from getting done. And people don't understand that is the beauty of Scrum. It eliminates all that. It makes you concentrate on work. That's why when you concentrate on something, you get things done twice as fast. And then again, it broke last night at 9 o'clock. So I was really ticked. I was like, you can't. You want these changes to be whatever you want to be. You got to change your priorities around and work on this topic, right? It doesn't matter. Anyway, but it's all about the priorities. Without those priorities, without that small time box and prioritizing the work to be done in that small time box, things don't get done. They don't get done where you want to do. All these other things during that day yesterday must have came up in front of him, and it wasn't a priority anymore until 6 o'clock. And then by the time I made kids dinner and got them ready, I got like an hour of time on the system, because apparently it goes down on the clock. So you know, I'm going to work on it after I do the show. That's why one of the reasons why I'm up early, because besides the cats waking me up. But anyway, but that's the important priorities. You have to have it prioritized. If this is what you want to do, you have to make it a priority in the things that need to be done. And if you don't do it, it doesn't get done. And that's why waterfall takes forever. Nothing's a priority. It's all there. Fun. So that's one of the things you got to be able to do. You get stuff done to a usable level so you can have some fun. You know, you give it to the customer, wait for your feedback. So yesterday was an opportunity, a change, a opportunity and the ability to do something where we have a local Six Flags park. They have a safari park and you can drive your car through it and check out all the wild animals. It was really cool. Maybe I'll put some pictures. And it was fun. Had the whole social distancing thing because everybody's stuck in the car. Had the windows up anyhow, so no one was interacting with anybody. So it was really fun. And, you know, took advantage of that to have some fun. Work was done. I had delivered some things, and I'm waiting for the next step. And in between, you pop in the fun. But that's part of the effort of fun and being able to take advantage of that. And it was nice because I looked at it, I was like, if I didn't do it yesterday it was cool out. It was 75 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know what that is in Celsius, but it was definitely nicer. It was early morning. Wife was off. Kids were off. Everybody was off. I looked at the weather for the next week. It was going to be in the 95s. You know, it was going to be high 90s, which is hot. And the animals wouldn't be out. So we're like, we got to do this now. So you got to be able to have stuff like done out the door to wherever they need to go so that you can have some fun, right? So we did. We took advantage. It wasn't very long. What was a chance for the family to get out and have a good time? Hi, Mir. How are you doing? Good morning. I guess I shall tell you. Hey, good morning. So those are the kinds of things you look like. Sometimes you got to take advantage of the stuff that appears and go do it. If you don't do it, you're going to lose it. You're going to lose the opportunity. So in that case, it was just a question of the opportunity showed itself to have some fun. We took advantage of it and had a good time. It was awesome. It was an awesome trip, by the way. You're welcome. Thank you very much. All right. Fortune Cookie Friday. Yay! Fortune Cookie Friday. It's been a while. Actually, I wanted to do something. Oh, man. Kids got a minion bowl from McDonald's. It was a whole trip. Like, we had McDonald's. We never go to McDonald's. You know, once a month we go to McDonald's, maybe. So, we have a fortune cookie that has been sealed, as you can tell, really clearly sealed by those agile accountants who are nuts, who want every field and everything filled out so you can be agile. And you're not agile unless you do all those fields and do it exactly the way the book says, and it's not perfect, right? Which is those agile accountants say, tell you that you have to do all this, otherwise you can't have agile. Oh, you know, I laugh. This is, I could do rings around you guys. Anyway, the agile accountants not only put it in a sealed plastic bag, but a sealed cookie bag. We are going to open the agile, magical agile cookie, the fortune cookie. And we're going to see what the fortune tells us about Agile or the show or life in general. All right. First time seeing it. Okay. This is me. I'm old. We all realize I'm old. And older's advice may not give solution at once. Sounds like a coach, but a clear picture. So this is funny because it sounds just like an agile coach. So an older's advice may not give solution at once, but a clear picture. So the idea is that we as coaches, agile coaches, we don't give you the solution. We give you a clear picture on how to come up with the solution. We help eliminate that fog, right? So, and you could even say it was Scrum. I would say two things. One, I would definitely say an Agile coach, because we don't necessarily give you the solution. We help you discover the solution. We work with you to find that solution. Going through that process of figuring out that solution, things become clearer for the people who have the issues or have some questions or concerns. And what I would also add, we just talked about as far as priorities. You know, the advice is to prioritize your work, clear out stuff, and concentrate on it. All right, hello. But that way it makes it clear, you know exactly what you're working on, and you can focus on it and you can do it. And that's where priorities come into play. It helps clear out the picture of what you really need to work on first. Without those priorities, it's mud, it's cloudy, you can't figure out what you want to do. Hi, Amir. What do you got a question or something? We're done. And that's the end of the fortune cookie. And then we get the fortune cookie. What is your name? It's Mester. 5 a.m. Mester Scrum. Anyway. All right. I will say good night and good day. And everybody have a happy Friday. And I wish you the best and health. And hope everybody gets better. All right. Take care. See ya. Have a great day.